Take the steering wheel in your life with my book, The Driver's Seat. Climb out of life's back seat and step into your God-given purpose. This isn't just a book, it's a wake-up call to action. As the author, I guide you through realizing your true potential and living with purpose. Break free from life's back seat and those seat belts and seize control of your own destiny. Your purpose isn't just a dream, it's your reality waiting to be lived. So discover this book right now at whatsgood.work. Click on the link that says buy my books. Take charge and transform your own journey today. Welcome again to another episode of What's Good, the podcast. Right here, we discuss things that are good. How do we focus in on the good side of ourselves? How do we feed that good wolf? I'm Jay Floyd, certified life coach and data engineering manager. And I like to help people bring the best out of themselves. I'm a firm believer that everything that we have gone through in life, all those unique experiences, even the pains and the traumas, all the things that we tend to have a negative view about, they're really making us who we are. It's really our strength. It's really the best thing about us. And I believe if we lean into that, a lot of our success comes through that. Our success comes from exactly what we've been through. So listen, today's topic is transparency. Transparency. What's good about transparency? Transparency is huge. It's such a deep and layered concept. I know you, if you subscribe to this show, as you should, and you scroll back, one of my first episodes, actually, I believe my first episode, it's called What's Good About Honesty. I want to touch on something. Honesty and transparency are not the same thing. There is a Venn diagram of the two of them, right? There's some overlap there. But in the actual definition of them, completely different angles. Honesty is all about speaking the truth when somebody asks you something, speaking the truth in conversation, being what a person expects, not deviating and looking to mislead when communicating, not deviating and attempting to mislead when interacting, versus transparency. Transparency is, I am going to show you and be forthcoming. I'm going to show everybody, not just you, but I'm going to operate out of a clearness, a transparent. I'm not going to put a shell around me that's opaque. I'm not going to try to hide or manipulate the things about me. So that means I'm forthcoming, even if you don't ask me. Let me give you a quick example. As a coach, as a life coach, as a strengths-based coach, sometimes I'm coaching people on issues in their life. Sometimes I'm coaching people on their career. Sometimes I'm coaching people in the tech world, how to navigate management. The first thing that I do in the first conversation that I have with a coaching client is tell them who I am. It's the first interaction we have. How you doing? My name is Jay Floyd. I'm a certified life coach. Let me tell you the basis of my approach. Here's what you can expect from me. And let me flip that over. And if you and I choose a coaching agreement, here's what I'm going to expect from you. So big to remember, both of those are key. I'm going to tell you what you can expect from me. I'm laying the groundwork of what you can hold me accountable to. But I'm also laying the groundwork of what I plan to hold you accountable to. This is transparency. You didn't ask me any of that stuff. I laid the groundwork for it so that we can have the healthiest start possible. And there's no misalignment on expectations, because so many, actually, the vast majority of issues that we have at work, in our love life, in our marriage, in our parenting, is a misalignment of expectations. So it's so key to get ahead of that. So I want you to sit back for a second after this episode trails off and give some thought to how transparent am I being? Do I keep everybody on a need-to-know basis? Do I have a shell around me that's opaque? Am I operating out of the fear that people might hurt me if they can see into me? Whew. It's okay to have fear. All humans have fear. But you got to understand, fear is actually a tool. So if we're not using it for our benefit, then it's hurting us. We shouldn't lead out of fear unless it's actually to our benefit. So let's think about this. Sit back and think, am I being transparent enough? Are there times where I can really set clear expectations of me and the people around me up front? Can I tell people when I'm struggling with something? Can I talk to my children and tell them, you know what? Daddy is going through something. Mommy is going through something. Can I be that transparent? I think so. Thank y'all for joining me for another episode of What's Good. This is What's Good about Transparency. Keep rocking with me. Keep listening. Tune in. No matter where you listen to this, go ahead and subscribe, like it, do whatever you need to do to lock in. Peace. Ready to revolutionize your content creation? Discover Deep Brain AI, the cutting-edge solution in AI video synthesis. Create lifelike AI videos with ease. Ideal for presentations, educational content, or just boosting your digital marketing. Your AI avatar waits to deliver messages with natural expressions and natural voices. It'll be just like hearing and seeing you and me. Experience the future of communication with Deep Brain AI. Discover more right now at whatsgood.work and click on our link that says visit our sponsor.